咱今仔早起的经文是记载伫《帖郎记上》第二章36-45节。
Our scripture reading for today is found in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 2, verse 36-46.
王切见人将是问调来，对伊讲：“你着伫耶路撒冷建造办厝，徛起，毋通出去别个所在。你着确实会知影，你倒一日出来，来隔一轮过，倒一日的确是。”你的罪的确开口在自己的头顶，是因为对王讲，你的话真好，我主我王怎样讲，仆人的确怎样行。对安尼，是因为罪日点在耶路撒冷，过了三年，是因为用的两个仆人对啊仆人渡到加德王马加的家。阿爹徛起，有人甲示妹讲：“你的仆人伫家爹。”示妹起来，伫但如我往家爹阿爹徛去找伊的仆人，就对家爹带伊的仆人倒来。有人同所罗门讲：“示妹去耶路撒冷去家爹倒来了。”王就找遣人将示妹调来，调落来，对伊讲：“我敢毋是叫你指着耶和华起誓，并且警戒你讲，你着确实会知影，你倒一日出来，去别个所在，你迄日就的确死吗？”你也对我讲，这个话真好，我的确听从。现在你为什么无遵守？你指着耶和华起誓，甲我所吩咐你的命令呢？王国对示妹讲：“你按我的老爸大卫所行的一切恶处。”你家己心内也知影，所以耶和华的确给你的罪恶归到家己的头顶。只有所罗门王的确得福，并且大卫的国位的确在耶和华的面前永定直到永远。对安尼，王吩咐耶和华大的惊敌人啊！伊就太死是妹一样，伊敬顶了所罗门王的国民。
Let us all read aloud together. Then the king sent and summoned Shimei and said to him, "Build yourself a house in Jerusalem and dwell there, and do not go out from there to any place whatever. For on the day you go out and cross the brook Kidron,Know for certain that you shall die, your blood shall be on your head." And Shimei said to the king, "What you say is good. As my lord the king has said, so will your servant do." So Shimei lived in Jerusalem many days. But it happened at the end of 3 years that two of Shimei's servants ran away to Achish, son of Maaka, king of Gath. And when it was told Shimei, "Behold, your servants are in Gath," Shimei arose and saddled a donkey and went to Gath to Achish to seek his servants. Shimei went and brought his servants from Gath. And when Solomon was told that Shimei had gone from Jerusalem to Gath and returned, the king sent and summoned Shimei and said to him, "Did I make you swear by the Lord and solemnly warn you, saying, 'Know for certain that on the day you go out and go to any place whatever, you shall die'? And you said to me, 'What you say is good, I will obey.' Why then have you not kept your oath to the Lord and the commandment with which I commanded you?" The king also said to Shimei, "You know in your own heart all the harm you did to David, my father. So the Lord will bring back your harm on your head. But King Solomon shall be blessed, and the throne of David shall be established before the Lord forever." Then the king commanded Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, and he went out and struck him down, and he died. These are the words of the Lord. Please be seated.
各位平安。
Peace to all of you.
今仔日我甲大家思想姊妹啊，这个人的结束。
Today we will be discussing the end of Shimei.
你知影伫大卫要过身以前，又交代两个人，然后叫所罗门就好好去处理。
Now before King David died, he told King Solomon, his son, to take care of two certain people.
然后其中一个是亚多尼亚。
One that he had to address was Ahunai.
然后另外一个就是示妹。
And the other was Shimei.
然后亚多尼亚，咱曾经不思想，这个人本身虽然是王子。但是呢，大卫无将王位交开。
Now we know before that Adonijah, even though he was a prince, was not given the throne.
但是到落尾，然后上帝怜悯了亚多尼亚，无可以马上死。
And in the end, God granted him mercy so that he did not die right away.
但是呢，因为伊心无满足的缘故，然后伊暗算有法当过一日，有法当爱将迄王位退来。
But because of the discontent in his heart that led him to want the throne, God punished him and killed him.
但是呢，这个示妹呢，上帝也是怜悯了伊，因为伊曾经本身不骂过大卫。
Now how about Shimei? Shimei also received God's mercy because he once cursed King David.
因为伊属于便雅悯族的人。
Because he was from the tribe of Benjamin.
所以有一日大卫和亚撒龙伊的囝逼逼的时阵，伊就走去。
When David was being persecuted by his own son Absalom, David fled.
然后在伊逃走的过程，示妹因为伊是属于所罗门，对不起，所罗王的这个族，所以伊在迄个所在咧骂大卫。
And Shimei, at that time, being from someone who was from the tribe of King Saul, cursed David.
所以因为这个原因呢，伊在迄个所在骂，但是大卫无在迄个所在，然后对付了伊，伊讲将代志出自上帝的手。
And even though Shimei had cursed King David then, David did not hold it against him.
但是咱知影到落尾呢。即大卫要屈来亚罗撒冷的时阵，亚撒龙的代志结束了，示妹是其中一个去迎接大卫的。
But we know in the end, after Absalom's attempt to get the throne had been overcome, Shimei actually welcomed King David.
所以大卫就看到这个人哦，看到大卫死那无去就无爱伊。看到大卫有势，伊就爱伊。这个我叫伊叫做万灵兵啊。
And so we see that Shimei was someone who sided with David only in his good times and was against him during his bad ones.
所以呢，到最当大卫要过身的时阵，交代所罗门这样代志。
And that is why when King David was about to die, he told Solomon.
然后伊唔通害伊过身，唔通害死。
That they should not have Shimei die.
但是呢，你得好好来注意，你得注意这个人。
But that he must observe and take note of this person.
但是咱知影罗贝示妹则有死啊。
But how exactly did Shimei die?
然后你将示妹的过身吼，甲这个亚多尼亚的过身做比较的时阵。
Now when you compare how Shimei and Adonijah met their respective ends of life.
然后咱看到什么？一个亚多尼亚的过身是活该，是应该的。
We see that maybe for Adonijah it was something he deserved.
因为伊这所在有一个心要爱做王，所以伊死。
He died because he was trying to steal the throne.
因为他的心无满足，所以到落尾伊过身。
He died because of the discontent of his heart.
但是咱看到示妹唔是啊。
But that's not the case of Shimei.
伊活在一个稳定的内面，无过身的内面。
Shimei did not die, and he lived in great blessing.
因为呢，所罗门甲伊有一个誓约啊。
Because King Solomon actually made a promise with him.
这个誓约是什么
？And that agreement was.
就是讲你本身。你就继续在亚罗撒冷这个内面活。
That Shimei had to live within Jerusalem.
然后呢，你未准离开亚罗撒冷。
And he was not allowed to leave it.
为什么所罗门要立这个约
？Now why would King Solomon make that agreement with him？
因为迄个示妹这个时阵有一挂咧军队伊的人。
It's because Shimei at that time had a group of followers.
然后伊若出去了吼，有可能被北边亚民族来联络，可能伊会起来反，袂说哩。
And if the chance that Shimei was allowed to leave Jerusalem, he might try to rebel with the other
Benjamites.
Because we know that Shimei tended to side with whoever was stronger.
所以呢，就讲我托你活在这个亚罗撒冷，你唔能出去亚罗撒冷城。
That's why they agreed that he would stay in Jerusalem and not depart from it.
所以在这项大事里面，示妹答应了。
And Shimei agreed.
所以话出嘅所罗门甲。 示妹所即个约讲了，因拢赞成。
And so, in other words, this is an agreement that both King Solomon and Shimei made.
但是呢，即个时阵有件代志发生。
But then something happened.
什么代志发生
？What happened？
因为示妹有两个仆人走无去。
Shimei had two servants who ran away.
然后即个仆人到底干哪走无去？圣经无讲半项。
Now the Bible doesn't explain to us why these servants ran away.
所以我是无法当乱主偷。
So I can't misinterpret it and try to make my own reasons for why. But where exactly did these two servants flee? They went to Gath. They went to the place where Achish was king. And so these two servants ran away.
And
now once Shimei was informed of his servants running away, he saddled the donkey and went to Gath to Achish to seek his servants. He personally went to Gath and brought home his servants. And all of this was without Solomon's approval. And so after he had come back, even the tightest secrets have loose ends.
对不？到罗马的将大事走去所罗门地。
And that's how King Solomon heard the news.
所以所罗门怎样一出去亚罗失令得对亚罗对外口带来了。
And so King Solomon knew he had left Jerusalem and then come back.
然后呢，所罗门怎样伊安尼做是违背了约瑟约。
And King Solomon knew that he had betrayed their agreement.
所以因为这个原因，伊就派人将什么？
For that reason, King Solomon had Shimei killed.
所以你看到示妹这个死亡啊。
And when you look at Shimei's death,
然后跟亚多尼亚完全无相同，你看到。
It's vastly different from Adonijah.
然后亚多尼亚正是要反叛，所以伊家己干啊，何意思
？Adonijah died because he was trying to rebel.
然后示妹的死是因为吼无过一个约啦。
Shimei died because he didn't keep a promise.
然后我跟大。所罗门所立的这个约，我伊无守那呢。
He just didn't continue to keep the promise he made to King Solomon.
反倒等我伊咧无守，主要的原因是啥物
？And in fact, the only reason he broke the promise
是因为有两个仆人走去加德。
Was that two of his servants ran away?
然后最后从加德带到来那呢
？And he was just going there to bring them back.
然后因为这个安尼，伊这些约派了。然后他就面对死亡。
But because of that, he betrayed the agreement and he was killed.
啊，我问你啊。
Now let me ask you.
那你那是师妹啊。
If you were Shimei.
你会感觉怎样啊
？What would you think about that?
啊？啊，这是亚多尼亚应该就死完啊不
？Adonijah deserved the death he had.
那看起来吼，看起来吼，这个师妹唔免安尼啦，
无必要就死嘛。That Shimei did not really deserve to be killed.
啊，因为伊根本无倒来嘛。
Because he actually came back.
所以呢，我今安尼，你在了解规个背景的时阵。
But when you understand the background here.
然后我爱给大家诉说两个真重要的原因。为什么罗马示妹就死
？We will see two important reasons why Shimei had to die.
头一个原因是什么
？The first.
虽然这个示妹无心去做唔对
，Even though Shimei may not meant any harm，
但是伊却违背了约瑟约。
He still betrayed the covenant he had made with Solomon. Why would I say that？
因为当这个甲仆人走去加的，唔是伊的控制内面。
It wasn't exactly something he controlled when his servants ran away.
对不？然后唔是讲伊叫伊的仆人走去加的，我开去啊掠你来。
He didn't tell his servants to run away so that he could bring them back.
所以我讲这个仆人走无去哦，是叫这一个突发事件。
And so we see that it is something accidental and unexpected.
唔是伊所计划的代志，是一突发的事件。
It was an unexpected thing that his servants ran away.
然后第二，伊才是走去加的。
And he did find a servant in Gath.
然后伊无讲，我出去亚罗撒冷，我刷干呐，刷走无去，不免计在我来亚罗撒冷。
So he didn't try to escape Jerusalem when he had the chance.
伊若假使那城市要走吼，这个是一个好机会，对不？伊就一个走无去，走去别点来。
Because if he had intended to escape, wouldn't that have been a good chance to do so?
但是伊无。
But he didn't.
你看嘛，伊找城市去找仆人。
And he still looked for his servants.
但是呢，到罗马吼，伊城市将迄仆人也干呐。
And he did bring back his servants to Jerusalem.
So you see, 仆人走无去是突发事件。
And so we see it was an unexpected thing that his servants ran away.
一下子一出去是要找仆人。
And it was a reality that he was looking for his servant.
一下子去找到仆人了，伊还将仆人带到到耶路撒冷。
And then it's another reality that he did bring them back to Jerusalem.
所以伫即款嘅代志内面，你看讲。
So under those circumstances, you can see that he didn't intentionally leave Jerusalem. But even though he might not have meant it, even though it was an unexpected incident, even then he did do something.And that is to betray the covenant they made. And that's the first reason he had to die. Brothers and sisters, sometimes we make promises before man and God. Because this agreement, this covenant was made between Solomon and Shimei mutually. And since they both agreed to this covenant, when an unexpected incident came along, would that unexpected event allow us to betray the covenant we've made? Now that's something we're thinking about. For example,Now, a lot of people get married in the Philippines. But one big difference between that and people abroad is that a lot of brides abroad would rent their wedding gowns. And in the Philippines, brides tend to say, Brides here like to say that since it's a once in a lifetime event, they want their own dress, not something others may have used. And that is why a lot of brides would actually have a tailor-made gown for them. Of course, it might cost a little more. Some wedding gowns cost 20,000, some 400,000. I know someone whose wedding gown was 300,000 pesos 10 years ago.
Hey, Juby, 你那多少钱啊?
Sister Juby, how much was your wedding gown?
你看, 好, 我不知多少啊。
I don't know.
我也不知啊, 他做那多少。
I don't know how much her wedding gown was.
我不知。
I don't know.
但是要菲律宾哦。
But one interesting thing about criterias in the Philippines is that they want to deliver the finished product at the very, very, very last minute. That's why a lot of people would coach younger girls that they should give a false wedding date a few weeks earlier to the criteria. Now there was someone once who was getting married on Sunday and got her wedding gown on Saturday night. Then she found that there was a hole in the gown. And so the bride freaked out. And then the person explained that and they were saying, we were aiming for a complete dress without a hole for you. But because we lost electricity on Friday, and you know how hard it was to do this through the power outage? We therefore lit a candle. And I worked on your gown beneath the light of the candle. And I was very careful. But suddenly, a part of the gown caught fire. And that's why there is a hole. And the designer said, because of that, I offer my apologies, but you need the gown now for tomorrow. So let me ask you, if you were that bride, what would you do?
Hmm? 我相信你的气势啊。
Now I'm pretty sure you'd be very upset.
唔要嘛，真艰苦心啊，真气势啊。
You'd be very sad and angry.
但是这人甲你讲哦，伊讲我尽了本分呢，这是突发事件。
Well, the designer said I tried my best. It was an unexpected incident.
你会欢喜未？
But would you be happy with that?
兄弟姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
誓约
promises
的罪
should be kept.
除了讲你有临到这款的突发，是你确实就无法，你无啥当代。
Sometimes there might be situations where you really can't do anything about these unexpected situations.
这就讲，明仔日见，看就今仔日 stroke， 明仔日无法当看。
Maybe someone's supposed to get married tomorrow, but gets a stroke today, and therefore can't get married.
有这个突发事件，咱无法当控制。
There are situations that are beyond our control.
那我今仔早起我坐地下头一等。
But this morning, for the first service, when I was seated there.
然后咱在博主长老昨日早起六点零五分过身。
We know that Elder Rebecca Venderson passed away at 6:05 yesterday morning.
然后今仔日读圣经的人啊。
And today's scripture readers.
第一等哦是小弟啊。
First service, it was Brother Valentino.
了第二等哦是小贤啊。
And then for second service, it's Brother Gidel.
汉谦哦是两个囝啦。
Both of her children.
Okay, 领唱的这个是孙啊。
The song leader or praise leader is a grandson.
然后哦，迄个弹乌干的是孙。新妇啊
，The organist is a granddaughter-in-law.
然后早起翻译的是孙仔啊。
The first translator was a grandson-in-law.
啊，这个是早起是天啊。
Because it was Brother Tian.
然后到异地吼啊，变作是啥物啊？啊，孙新妇啊。
And now it's a granddaughter-in-law too.
我咧想象代志啊。
And I started thinking.
伊讲哎呀，阿妈过世咯，妈妈过世咯，明仔日无法当领奖，无法当欢乐，我看吼很是急事啊。
I started to panic yesterday and said if everyone in the bereaved family could not serve this morning, then my wife would panic.
你讲哎呀，突发事件，有人过世嘛
？Well, it's an unexpected incident, isn't it?
昨日暗暝哦，我都伫室厝，我都大无闲嘛。
Maybe they say we were so busy last night with the things in the wake.
然后伊甲讲，哎，你去找人读汉文。
Maybe they'll say, find another Chinese scripture reader instead. Now, you might notice that both her sons were the Chinese scripture reader. What if they had come up to Brother Kelvin and said, please read for me instead today? Brother Ian, please read for me today. Maybe they would be the ones to get a stroke. But what they promised, they did. Even when there were unexpected incidents, they still did their best to fulfill their promises. And when I look at the congregation today, I see that almost all of the descendants of Elder Rebecca are with us today. It's not that they don't mourn, but they know that it's a good thing to come before the Lord and worship. And so this morning when I was seated there, I was thinking that if I were Elder Rebecca and I were looking down from heaven, I'm sure she would rejoice that her descendants keep serving and worshiping the Lord today. But sometimes we like to make this unexpected incident an excuse. You know, as pastor's kids, they can often go bad. A lot of pastors' kids go bad. I once met a pastor's son who tried to set fire to the church building. It's a good thing someone caught it in time and put out the fire. I won't tell you which pastor's son that is. But thank God it's not my son's.
对不？你那我不看到传道人的囝讲一句话讲啥物啊
？I've also seen pastors' kids say.
用外老爸伫台顶讲道，计讲真理啊。
That their father would preach truths from the pulpit.
那是伫讲台下底吼，计讲白贼话啊。
But the father would speak lies off the stage.
哇，这个真严重，你知不
？Isn't that a very painful thing to say?
真的是严重啊。
Why?
因为吼。有真侪时阵答应囝的代志啊。
Because a lot of the time when pastors make promises to their children，
到落尾教会忽然间有代志哦，你会将你答应的囝的代志拢总干哪？
That promise might be set aside in favor of something that happens to the church.
So that's
what I had to learn.
What to learn? I
had to learn. That when I promise something, I had to always add, if nothing else happens. If nothing else happens.
因为, 在书房里面,
because in ministry,
下次有很多, 很多意外,
there are a lot of things that we don't expect happening.
我知道有专的教会牧师啊,
I know a lot of pastors
下次有一个团, 有一个牧师跟他说,
who had a son tell him,
说什么啊?
The son said,
他说爸爸,
Dad,
我宁可做你的会,
can I just be your church member instead of your son? And do you know what that means?
因为你什么事, 你去照顾会友啊,
that means that he thinks his dad is prioritizing his church members over his own children.
但是兄弟姐妹,
but brothers and
sisters,
we shouldn't think that it's easy to placate children.
哦,那不要记得,你带你出来啊, 妈妈出去,姐, 爸爸出去, 我会去买东西给你吃,
we placate them by saying that just stay home, we'll bring something back for you when we come back.
但是我跟你说,有很多出去,都没有半行给你吃,
but some parents just say that and they don't really bring anything home later on. The kids will think their parents are lying. And maybe it might not seem like a big deal. But take note.
Shimei
was facing the unexpected circumstances of having to pursue his
service.
But he still broke his promise.
And
so I encourage all us Christians, whether it's in business, in the church, at home, may we do exactly as we say. Unless there is, of course, the unexpected circumstances that you can't control. That was Shimei's problem. And that is the first reason why he had to die. Because even though he might not have meant to, he still betrayed their covenant. Secondly, another reason that Shimei may not have anticipated was that he caused people room for doubt. Why would I say that? Now I will explain.
因为这个时阵,
now, if she may had indeed encountered unexpected circumstances, if he had remembered his covenant with King Solomon, then maybe he could have asked for permission, right? Because I believe that if he asked, then there's a chance whether the king may say yes or no. But as long as he asked, it would be different. He didn't ask. Secondly, he ran where? He didn't go to where the Benjamites were. He went to Gath.
Okay, 什么是加迪?
What's Gath?
那加迪这个所在，是腓力斯人五个大城市其中之一。
Gath is one of the major Philistine cities.
然后这个腓力斯人的这个城市加迪，曾经和大卫攻下来。
And we know that Gath is a city that King David had once conquered from the Philistines. In other words, Gath was a city that paid tribute to King David. And so the people were probably not so happy with the crown, right? Now when his two servants ran away to Achish, Shimei also went. And when Shimei went to Gath, people might have thought, what? King Solomon might have thought something else. Well, it may be true that he went to Gath and then came back. What did he do there? Maybe he was part of a conspiracy against the crown. Maybe.
So, because
of For that reason, he gave King Solomon room for doubt.
但是为什么我当安尼讲？
And why would I say that?
你无看到罗马迄几节咱读的，是上帝要建立所罗门的国，你看到无？
You remember the last few verses we read and how it talked about God solidifying King Solomon's crown.
所以正确信仰的时阵，所罗门的国得到坚定，你看到？
And after this entire incident, King Solomon's crown was established.
所以你看到可能啊，也看到哎，可能有反叛的物件在啊。
And so maybe there could have been a chance of rebellion.
所以因为这个原因哦，虽然伊无心，但是伊有啥物，可能怀疑。
And for that, that's the second reason that even though he did not intend to do it, he still caused room for doubt.
所以基督徒啊，咱做代志啊，在咱的生活里面啊
，When we do something in our lives,
求上帝帮助咱哦，要小心，唔当可能怀疑的咱。
May God help us to avoid room for doubt.
我最近在一个查经班的。
I was recently at a Bible study, and I asked a question.
你讲假使我，我可以讲假使我。
I said, now if I.
然后我吼，有一日走去麦卡蒂上 circus 去食会做未？
If I were to go to eat at circus in Makati Shangri-La, is that allowed?
然后吼，底下吼有无常反应出来。
Now, there were a lot of different responses.
然后有专人讲，牧师你去食无问题。
Some said, of course, Pastor, you can go eat.
那有人讲袂做咧，你知无
？Some others said no。
那有人讲讲牧师，你会做去？我何你去食？但是我后壁会讲你。
And some said, well, you can go, but I will gossip about it。
所以到底会做未
？So as a pastor allowed？
我家己一个人走去麦卡蒂上去食，会做未
？Am I allowed to go by myself to circles and eat there?
然后我听因的物件听了的时候。
And when I listened to all the responses,
我有一个感觉啊。
I started to sense something.
我若要真是要去 circles 吃哦，我就最插啊入去啊。
I sensed that if I really wanted to eat at circles, I have to go like a thief.
然后秘密干多咧，吃了你偷偷走出去，唔能让人看到。
I should sneak in and sit in the corner and sneak out.
为什么啊？我没有干那子啊。
But why?
有牧师啊，你袂做啊。
Well, they said, Pastor, you can't go.
哎，我就问伊上啊，第时会做啊。
But I said, then when can I go?
讲，那牧师，你若急会，又一撮去食，会做。
Well, they said you may go if you're with your church members.
我就问干那子啊。
I said, why?
因为你若急会，又出去会，又出，你免出，所以无问题啊。
And they said, well, when you go with a church member, they would pay for you, and that's okay.
啊，所以啊，会又，伊讲一句话，唔是我讲嘅。
Now they said that, okay? I didn't say that.
第一啊。
That's the first thing they said.
第二个人讲，牧师你家己去袂做啊。
No, but the other person said, well, it's because you said you would go alone.
我到底甲啥会做咯
？But you would be allowed to go.
伊讲，甲太太去会做。
If you went with your wife.
那我就问干啦，我家己一个袂做，就甲太太甲会做啊。
Then I said, why could I go with my wife but not by myself?
伊讲，真简单一个原因。
Well, they said.
因为你若甲恁太太去啊。
That if I went with my wife.
人会想什么啊？
Then people might
人会想讲今下日吼，你有 special occasion 啊。
Then people would think it's a special occasion。
这个是特别的假日吼，所以你两个假开支去的所在家。
And that's why you would spend the extra money to eat there。
所以原来甲寺庙去，所以阿公你家己吃，你娶某去，甲无
所以 husbands apparently have to bring your wives to cause less trouble。
哎，原来有这样的观念，人有这样的观念。
These were the concepts they presented。
所以我哎，怎样咱就这样啊
？But what can we do？
所以第一好娶某去咯，安尼。
Well, bring your wife.
对不？那无召回又去咯。
Bring a church member.
那唔是哦，你若要去下做，去较俗的，唔通去较贵的。
Or maybe go to a cheaper restaurant.
但是人哦，活在这世界有真多物件哦，咱着注意啊。
But there are a lot of things in this world that we have to be careful over.
这就有一摆，我未记倒一个会友，咱的对不住，我未记倒一个教牧同工，有一个人。
Now once we had a member of our pastoral staff tell me.
我未记账啊。
I don't know which pastor it was.
伊讲啥物？伊讲有一摆吼，有一个会友吼，讲伊嘴干，伊甲摕迄间有摕一间水互伊啉啦。
Now this pastor said that there was a time when a church member was thirsty and the pastor gave the member a glass of water. Oh, the member gave the pastor a glass of water.
无一间一间。
A bottle of water.
然后哦，迄个干话面写 Soler 啦。
But the bottle was labeled Soler.
代表什麼啊?
Which meant
代表哦，羅貝研究到原來哦，在教堂裡面甲有這款的標頭的水啦。
And they knew that that kind of bottled water was only being distributed in the casino in Soler.
哇，這個真大膽，敢給牧師這間啊。
But the church member still gave it to a pastor.
啊，當然伊無想到迄項代誌。
Maybe it didn't occur to that church member.
所以哦，問題來了。
But the problem was
有几落摆教会的机构。
There were a few times when church organizations.
然后主持感恩会，正正伫 Solaire.
Conducted Thanksgiving services in Solaire.
哦，你请唔请请 Solaire?
And I said, why Solaire?
但是伊真灵敏哇。
But they, of course, were nice to me.
伊真有灵敏法，你知无？
And they were nice because.
伊教我带一句话。
They told me.
用牧师啊。
Pastor,
你若要参加的时候
，If you want to join，
请你唔能对正门入来。
Don't go through the main entrance。
你唔能对正门入来。
Just don't go come into the main entrance。
为什么唔能对正门入来
？Why？
你会经过真侪佚佗的所在。
Because you would have to go through the casino then。
啊，伊讲出来了 ，casino 了，出来了，对不？然后用啊，你我就伊讲，你得做啥物
？What you should do？
你得。走去拍車場
is to go to the parking lot.
原來哦，拍車場哦，到三樓的所在。
Because if you are to go to the third floor of the parking lot,
有一個門一開入去哦，就是一個會場。
You would have the entrance that goes directly to the function hall.
所以你無需經過下底，你有法當直接對下去。
So that you wouldn't have to go through what's downstairs, and you can go directly into the function hall.
那無，伊講馬來文的牧師在教堂咧。
Or else.They would actually see the pastor of UECM walking around the casino.
但是你袂做讲我挂一礼拜，我是牧师，我无挂哈。
And it's not like I could wear a sign that said I'm a pastor, I don't gamble.
无法啦。
Right? I can't do that.
我当啥？
I can't really do that, can I?
所以有时阵啊，伫咱的生活内面。
But in our lives.
然后咱小心啊。
We have to be careful.
唔通互咱。有让人误会的所在。
Do not allow room for misunderstanding.
对不？去到哪吃
？When you go somewhere to eat.
吃什么
？What we eat.
甲上下吃
？Whom we eat with.
拢得真小心。
Have to be things that we choose carefully.
我讲了这篇的事。
After I finished this message.
今仔天就甲我讲这项代志。
Brother Tian told me.
伊讲我伊一摆伫加拿大，要甲一个人介绍。
So once he was trying to set up a blind date in Canada.
然后伫咧介绍了的时。
And during that blind date, he set up.
然后迄个男的煞无出现。
The guy didn't show up.
所以伊剩啊伊甲一个女的。
So it was just him and a girl.
然后在行。
And they were walking.
特别出去吃了。
Because they had finished a meal.
伊甲看到博主张路行来。
Then they saw Elder Rebecca walking in.
伊讲哇，我赶紧避啊，你歹势，那可以看到。
And Brother Tian said he had to hide really quickly.
你我讲哎，伊讲哇，真特别想的这样面。
And that's something we're thinking about, isn't it?
对哦，所以有时阵哦，哎呀，咱不无意嘛，无意啊。
那 maybe he didn't intend it, right? It was unexpected.
但是咱小心嘛。
But we have to be careful.
那假使吼，那是博主张路看到。
Now, if Elder Rebecca had witnessed that,
用天啊，你甲谁啊
？She might question who Brother Tian was with.
啊，你看有多大代志发生啊
？And there could be a scandal.
你明我讲啥物
？But you understand what I'm saying?
有呀，咱有自由。
We have a liberty to do things.
然后有真侪时阵，上帝可能有自由做真侪代志。
And God has allowed us freedom to do many things we like.
但是
，But，
咱唔通做物件，袂造就人。
We should not do what doesn't edify. What we do should edify. That is something we should keep in mind. Maybe God wouldn't sentence us to death as quickly as he did to Shimei. But we may affect other people and bring shame to God's name. And would that be any good?No, right?
所以呢，兄弟姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
你看姊妹到落尾，伊其中一个原因，为什么伊行灭亡的路
？You see one reason that she may died.
虽然伊无心
，Was that even though he didn't intend to？
但是伊予人有误会的机会。
He still caused room for doubt.
所以人看物件无同啊。
And so people perceived him differently.
所以求上帝帮助咱，好不？
May God help us then.
两个原因，我感觉真冤枉啦，你明白吗？我看来真袂行的，你明白
吗 ？Isn't it sad almost how she may met his end?
头一个是怎么样？虽然无心，
the first reason,
无受用。
The first reason was that even though he didn't intend to, he still broke his promise.
第二，虽然伊无心，但是伊予人误会。
Secondly, even though he didn't intend to, he still caused room for doubt.
所以咱应该就这样。
And so what we should do?
求上帝帮助咱。 互咱做一个守约嘅人。
It's to ask God to help us keep our promises.
第二，互咱做代志有智慧，互人无误会。
And may God help us to act with wisdom that we would never leave room for doubt.
然后我相信。
And then I would believe.
上帝会互咱如来如何上帝恩典。
That God will then give His grace in our life.
好，兄弟姊妹。
All right, brothers and sisters.
三合祈祷。
Let's pray.Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a God who keeps your promises. And the things that you promise us, whether it's hope or strength or guidance, you always provide. May we learn, Father God, to keep our promises the way you keep your promises to us, that our actions and our choices of our words and our thoughts and our decisions would always point people to who you are and prevent them.From falling away. Father God, may our choices at work, at home, at school, and wherever you lead us continue to shed light on who you are. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.